The Volumes of Truth, Volume 4. Feed My Sheep. July 30, 2009. From the Lord, our God and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy. For a brother in Christ, and for all those who have ears to hear. This question was asked of the Lord, for a brother in Christ. Lord, how is he to satisfy the scrutiny of a scoffer, who says that the letters contradict Scripture, saying, My children, in the letter transgression, to those that altogether forsake the Lord Yahushua, before they have repented to become children of God. Thus says the Lord. My son, answer not the obstinate, nor strive with those who reject my word out of hand, nor give answer to those who seek to tear down my words. For by doing so, you have agreed that their point is valid, though you argue. Is my word in need of human power or wisdom, to uphold it? That which proceeds from my mouth at present, is foremost, and shall not be put second to my word spoken aforetime. Neither is one a foundation for the other, as though the word proceeding from my own mouth, is in need of anything to uphold it. Nor is any other witness required, to prove my word as my own, when I myself, have spoken it. What I speak by myself. And that which I have sworn in my wrath, I swear by myself. It stands. And you, O most arrogant and deceitful generation, shall live by it, says the Lord. And if you forbear, and reject my words, and refuse to heed my correction, you shall come to know the power of the Lord in the day of wrath, for you shall surely be left in the midst of it. Behold, I shall stretch out my hand in my anger, and the whole world shall fall under the shadow of my judgment. Then you will know, I am the Lord. And it was indeed I, who had spoken it. Therefore, my son, I shall answer you simply, to keep your foot from stumbling. Yet of the scoffers, let them stumble, until the time be changed. Who among all these created ones, whether on the earth, or under the earth, or those in heaven, who of these, are not my children? And who among these, at present, is blotted out? And who among men, has done right? Answer, if you know. There is none righteous, in all the earth. No, not one. For I tell you a mystery. If all being alive in the flesh, are dead, then how is it you remain alive? I speak not of salvation in the Messiah, but of those with breath. For all remain in the Father, all are attached to the vine, unless they are broken off, and cast into the fire. So then, all people are my children. Yet among my children, only those who fully embrace the Son of Salvation, and obey his voice, are given the right to be called children of God, receiving their inheritance according to the seed, of which they have become, and now are, grafted into my olive tree. Therefore again I tell you, the time has come, and the day is near, when the harvest shall be gathered together, the bundles tied, and set in their places. And all who reject the life, will no more be my children. They shall cease. They shall be broken off, and thrown into the fire. And like dry branches, they will be burned up, utterly consumed. And of those who remain in the vine and bear fruit, these shall receive life anew, even life everlasting. So then, my son, you have searched the Scriptures, and have seen, yet only dimly. And of the scoffers, they remain blind, not at all willing to go and wash their faces, that their eyes might be opened. Nor do they seek me in truth, according to the Spirit, which can only be received in Messiah. He is not in them. Thus the mud remains. The scales have yet to fall from their eyes. Therefore, stay separate from those who shoot out the lip, from all who reject this word, and slander my messengers. Rather feed those who come seeking bread, in sincerity, and in truth. Those who seek to know me, as I truly am. Those who carry Messiah, within them. Feed my sheep, says the Lord.